So you have a jalapeno, and you don't realize how hot it is. So you grab and quickly grab a glass of fruit punch, or you grab a glass of orange juice, and you quickly down that cup. Do you make a new bracha on the orange juice or on the fruit punch? You already made a hadama on the jalapeno. Do you make a shako on the drink? Now, I'm not saying a case of water, because water may be a little bit different. So let's leave a case of water out. But any other liquid other than water. So the Mishnah, this really gets into the sugya of Iker and Tafa. What is the main? What is the non-main food? Now, the Mishnah in Brachos talks about this difference between Iker and Tafel. What is the main food and what is the secondary food? And we know a secondary food does not need a bracha. And the Gemara gives a case, Mishnah gives a case, if someone eats some salty melech, which is some type of brine, and he says it patters bread. In other words, if you have bread right after it, you don't have to make a bracha on the bread, because you're only eating the bread to make your mouth less salty from the melech, from the melech, from this salty dish. Now, the Gemara then says, well, what is so salty? Well, why are you eating the salty food? And it says it's based on the fruits of Ginosar, which means that they were so sweet, which caused you to have the salt, which caused you to have the bread. So you don't make a bracha on the bread. Says Tosos, well, why don't you make a bracha on the fruit itself? And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha on the salt aspect of this meliach and on the bread. And Tosos gives two answers. One answer is, well, because you moved places after you ate the fruits. And since you moved places, of course, you need a new bracha on the salty dish. His second answer, though, is very relevant for us. He says, well, at the time that you ate the fruit, the sweet fruit, you didn't realize, the salty bread was not in front of you because it wasn't on your mind. You didn't think you were going to need to have the salt or the bread, the salty dish or the bread. It wasn't in front of you because it wasn't on your mind. You thought you could eat the fruit and finish. Now, all of a sudden, you eat the fruit, it's very sweet. Now you want to counteract the sweetness by having salt and then by having to have this bread. So you now need to make a new bracha on the salty dish, but you would not need to make a bracha on the bread because it's included in the bracha on the salt because you're only having the bread to get rid of the salt. You don't have the salt to get rid of the sweet fruit. But no, but since the salt and the bread were not on the table when the Torah wasn't on your mind when you ate the fruit, you therefore don't need to make a bracha on, you would need to make a new bracha on the salt, salty dish. So the Magen Avraham says, you see from his Tosos, that in order to avoid making a bracha on the secondary item, this tafel, you have to have the tafel in front of you when you make the bracha on the main food. And also, you have to have in mind to eat the tafel right after. Even if the tafel is not in front of you, it's fine if it's on your mind to eat it. He also adds from the Shua, third criteria, that if it's darko b'kach berov pa'amim, in other words, if you normally, generally eat the secondary food after you eat the main food, even if it's not in front of you and even if it's not necessary on your mind per se, you don't need to make a bracha on that second food. The problem is, as Rav Papa has a statement which says, any food that comes machmas asuda in the course of a meal does not need its own bracha. Says the Baal Amar, what's Rav Papa adding? We already have this Mishnah. We just said that anytime you eat an ikker, you don't need to make a bracha on the tafel. So what is Rav Papa coming into the base medrash and saying, oh, any food that comes machmas asuda, part of the meal, doesn't need its own bracha? Of course not. So the Baal Amar answers that even if you don't intend to eat those other foods, they don't get a bracha because of ikker and tafel, which is a big chiddush. This disagrees with this Tosos. Tosos had said that only if you have in mind or the foods in front of you, do you not make a bracha on the tafel. The Baal Amar seems to be saying, if you eat a main food, it doesn't make a difference if you intend or not intend to eat any other foods. Once you have the main food, the only bracha you make on is on that main food. Now, the Magen Avraham dismisses this Baal Amar and says, no, this Baal Amar is not talking about that. This Baal Amar is talking about a specific case of bread, nothing to do with any of our case of jalapenos or any other food other than bread, and that's how the Magen Avraham dismisses it. However, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, seems to understand this Baal Amar is referring to any food. In other words, you only make a bracha on the first food, you don't make a bracha on any second food, which is secondary to that first food, whether it was in your mind or whether it wasn't in your mind. And we see this in the Shulchan Aruch, who says that if you're eating one fruit, for example, you have an apple, and now you're finished with the apple, and now you say, okay, I'm not going to eat anything else, and then you change your mind, you're going to have an orange. Do you make a bracha, new bracha on the orange? Says Shulchan Aruch, you do not make a bracha on the second fruit. And he bases his reason in the Beis Yosef on this Baal Amar. So you see that he's learning that the Baal Amar argues with Tosfos and holds that all foods, not only bread, the secondary food, the tafel, is pater from a bracha, whether it's in front of you, whether it's not in front of you, as long as you have another first food, which is the main food, then no other bracha needs to be made. So you have this big machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avram, whether you need to have the tufel in mind or not in order to pater it from a bracha. What is this lumdis based upon? So the Emek Bracha says the lumdis is based upon why is the tufel pater from a bracha. Is it because it's included in the main bracha? If that's the case, it needs to be on your mind or in front of you when you make the bracha. Or is it because it just doesn't fundamentally need a bracha, and therefore, whether you have it in mind or whether it's not, or whether it's in front of you, whether it's not, it does not need a bracha. Now, how do we pass? The Mishnah Berurah passes like Magen Avram, as does Rav Bodner, which basically means that if you must have the food in mind or in front of you, or generally drink this food, have the second food, generally eat or drink the second food after eating the first food. So in our jalapeno case, if you have jalapeno, and now all of a sudden, whoops, you need orange juice, and you didn't realize this jalapeno was particularly hot, or most people in general don't drink right after. I'm not sure what the metzias is by jalapeno. It would sound like you would need to make a new bracha on this drink. Unless you say that the drink automatically comes after jalapeno, then in that case you would not need to make a bracha, according to this Magen Avram. So I think in general, if it's a food which you otherwise would not, that you wouldn't otherwise have the second food after eating the first food, and the second food is not in front of you, and the second food is not on your mind to eat it, according to the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah, you would need to make a new bracha on that second food.